When Country Hour was recently out west, we caught up with some interesting characters, indeed we did, in places like White Cliffs and Wilcannia. And at White Cliffs, Sally Bryant and I stayed overnight at the Underground Motel, and we got into a conversation with Peter Crawford, who works on the maintenance for the buildings there. And because the motel is basically a series of caves in the rock, that creates its own challenges, especially with the local, very curious wildlife.
One kangaroo I'd left for the afternoon after doing some maintenance on things, shut down all the water and power, left for an hour to go down the street to get some milk and come back to water coming out of one of the bathrooms. And on closer investigation, found a kangaroo had fallen through the roof and actually hopped up onto the kitchen sink, turned the taps on and allowed the water to run out under the door and into the swimming pool.
So flooding out the whole place, basically, it was stuck in the sink.
Yeah, in a drought. So I've never come across it before, and speaking to the locals, it's a pretty common occurrence with other dugouts as well.
So how did you get it out?
I asked it nicely to... No, I had a bit of a coaxing with a broom to hook it, and then it hopped away nicely, so there was no animals hurt or anything. It was all well and safe.
But you've managed to get around that now, haven't you, because you fenced off the roof of the dugouts.
Yes, fenced off all the roof. A lot of things that continue to happen. It is not a house. There is no infrastructure like buildings and walls. It is basically a cave that's set out quite nicely. So it's a completely different lifestyle out here. It's living in a house. There's no air conditioning. There's no heating. It continually stays around 22 degrees all day, all night, all year.
And you have a lot of overseas workers here. Why do they gravitate to this place?
I think that's for their stay in Australia. The government plan is for them to work for their visas. If they want to stay for 12 months, they've got to work for 3 months. So they come out here and they don't realise how big and nothing there is really in Australia. And that's one of the draw cards out here, how beautiful it is. You can look for 30 kilometres in every direction, to horizon to horizon. The night time is absolutely amazing. Meteorites every 5-10 minutes on a really clear night. Magic.
Now, where we're sitting here, Peter, you're looking out over the plain. You have got the most extraordinary view here. What was it like when things were really bad and you were watching dust storms coming across there?
On those particular days, for a series of quite a few weeks, every day without fail, there was little mini dust tornado storms up to 10 or 12 all day, sitting on the horizon 15 to 20 kilometres away, something like out of a barren wasteland movie, out of Mad Max even. This is like a little tropical oasis in the middle of nowhere, and I think that's why it's such a nice place.
Now, you were telling us a story earlier about, and we've seen the video that Barry Turner shot of the ferocity of the dust storm. You ventured out into that storm because you thought it might be a bit of fun.
Not really something that I really recommend anyone to do. Very, very dusty, very hard to breathe, and no goggles. Yeah, stay inside in that situation next time.
But you were saying that it was ferocious, but also so ferocious that the rocks were rising up from the ground.
Oh, yeah, for the little tornadoes, I've seen one in my car driving, and I stopped to jump out to run over to it, to jump inside it. And realised that there was actually a lot stronger than what I thought it was going to be, with rocks levitating up to 2 or 3 feet off the ground, and some of the little ones actually flying off into the air at great speeds. I stopped and got back in my car and kept driving. Definitely rethunk that one. I'm not going to do that one again.
Not a good idea, Dorothy.
No, we're not in Kansas anymore out here, I don't think. No, that's it.
Now, I also wanted to touch on the issue of the tourism here. And since we've been here the last couple of days, you've just been overrun with tourists, Australian, overseas. You know, they're just clamouring to get here.
It is one of these places. Even Australians here a few weeks ago were saying it's like half of Europe is here. And we do. We have Italians and French and Germans. And it's a very diverse sort of place. We get lots of funny stories.
Now, you're relatively young. What's the social life like out here? Because, you know, to the uninformed, it's sort of the middle of nowhere, really, isn't it?
I think it is. It's the back of Burke or the back of the Black Stump or whatever they want to call it. A social life, it's a very, very great community. The whole town knows everyone. We all get together on a Friday and Sundays down at the sports club. There's always something happening, whether it be a Gymkhana or the car rallies coming through town, fundraising events. There's always something happening. There's very few towns that I've been to in Australia that actually have this community spirit. Mm. Everyone looks out for everyone. It's just a really great place to be.
Now, you also get a regular clinic with the Flying Doctor. Can you describe to me what it's like here when the Flying Doctor comes in on a Wednesday?
Just this morning, yeah. It was a bit late this morning. He comes flying right in over the top of the underground hotel. The airstrip is on the other side of the mountain or the hill. And both on landing and takeoff, it's a great sound with the twin turboprop engines taking off and landing. It's a magical thing. I love flight aeroplanes. It's really good.
And the Flying Doctor is this iconic Australian service, and that's just like a weekly reminder for you that you're living in the middle of the heartland of Australia.
That's it.
What are the discussions amongst the locals about the season? It has been very tough. There has been very little rain. There's been a bit of a break. What's the mood like in White Cliffs?
I think it's a lot more nicer now. The rain has been. Even without the rain and a dusting environment, there's still good morale, everyone's still happy, and there's a good community spirit. Beer's always cold on a Friday afternoon. That's always good. And it only takes one little bit of rain to change the landscape, and it can go from dust bowl to a green, lush environment.
Peter Crawford, he's certainly a bit of a character. He's at the Underground Motel in White Cliffs, so that's where we caught up with him